Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Derby for motion.
Representative Derby, state your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like the journal to reflect had I been in the chamber this morning for Senate Bill 1114, I would have voted yes.
Journal will so reflect. Mr. Floor Leader. Representative Wright, for what purpose? Mr. Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Kirby for a motion.
Representative Kirby, you're recognized for a motion. State your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd also like the House Journal to reflect that had I been in the chamber, I would have voted yes on House Bill 1114 and Senate Bill 346.
Journal will so reflect. Mr. Floor Leader.
As we have your attention for just a minute, we have Representative Walker wants to make an announcement and a prayer, so please recognize Representative Walker.
Members of the House will come to order. Please take your seats and give your attention to Representative Walker for an announcement and a prayer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's been brought to my attention from Representative Joe Dorman that we have a couple of prayer requests this afternoon. We all know Wayman Tisdale, the great outstanding basketball star from the University of Oklahoma. He passed away today. And so at the age of 44, Wayman's been fighting cancer for about 2 years now, and he passed away. Not only was Wayman a great inspiration on the basketball court, but also in private life. He did many things for Oklahoma and was a great role model for our youth. So we'll say a prayer for him. And also former Representative Dusty Rhodes, who served in the House District 15, I believe, is in grave condition in a hospital, so we're going to lift him up in prayer.
Members, would you please stand, as well as the guests in the gallery, for the prayer. Representative Walker, you're recognized.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you this day, we just want to lift up the family of Wayman Tisdale, and not only the family, but also all Oklahomans, dear Heavenly Father, for this young man was a great inspiration to us and to the country, and not only on the court, but also to Heavenly Father for what he stood for, his character. We just lift him, his family, up to you this day, and may they feel comfort, Heavenly Father, from you in this loss of this great young man. And also we want to lift up today to Heavenly Father, past Representative Dusty Rhodes, who's lying seriously ill in a hospital today. Heavenly Father, we just ask that your hand of mercy would reach down upon him this morning, this day, to Heavenly Father, and also on his family. Just touch him physically, to Heavenly Father, give him strength at this time. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen.
Thank you, Representative Walker. Mr. Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, thank you so much for your work today. You did a great job. We're ready for announcements.
Announcements. Representative Cooksey, you're recognized for an announcement. C-Waves. Representative Wright John, you're recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two important announcements. All the members of the legislature are invited to a luncheon over at the banking department. They're having on the border till 1:30. And therefore, our caucus meeting that is currently being called upon adjournment in 432A for the Republican caucus is anticipated not to be too lengthy. We will caucus immediately upon adjournment, the Republican House members in 432A. The luncheon is open to the entire legislature.
Smoothly delivered, Representative Wright. Representative Kennedy, Representative Kennedy, you're recognized for an announcement.
Thank you for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized.
I've had the pleasure today to have my grandson, Kevin, who's an eighth grader at OSD. He's been very patient watching the process. And then his mother, Marty, daughter-in-law, just came in. So anyway, I wanted y'all to make him welcome.
Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to give a personal apology to Representative Inman that we canceled the Liberty Caucus Wednesday morning without notifying him, and encourage him to come next week so that he can actually understand how to rightly divide these issues.
Representative Cooksey, you're recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like the record to reflect if I had been on the floor, I would have voted yes on 1114.
Journal will so reflect. Seeing no further announcements, Mr. Fulditer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Moving the clerk's desk is clear. The House stands adjourned until Monday, May 18th at 9 a.m.
Till Monday at 9 a.m.